This is a recreational hypnosis recording from Twisted Tist. Please listen to this recording only when it is safe and appropriate for you to be fully disconnected from your environment. This recording is intended to explore your ability to imagine being blank and empty. This recording does not have a wake-up sequence and will allow you to enjoy that feeling for a period to be determined by your own mind. If any of this does not appeal to you, stop listening now. First, always, is breath. Take a deep breath in and hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale, focus on the sensation of letting go, of release. And as you keep breathing, slowly, deeply, with every exhale, you can savor that feeling and know that you're letting go not just of air, but letting go of tension, stress, releasing distraction or doubt, or any thought which doesn't help you to enjoy this experience. And with every inhale, you can notice where in your body you feel the breath most acutely, which may be in your chest rising, or cool air in your nose or throat. As you keep breathing slowly, deeply, with every inhale, you can feel that the breath is life-giving, calming, soothing. Every cycle of breath in and out, pulling in calm, pushing out distraction, pulling in relaxation, pushing out stress. You've chosen to listen to this recording of Hypnotic Fantasy. Before we can proceed, let's consider what that means. I won't attempt to unpack hypnosis. But what is fantasy, really? The core of fantasy seems to be the use of imagination in response to a psychological need. But what is imagination? What can it do? What can't it do? A question philosophers sometimes argue about is, what can we learn by imagining? Let's begin by distinguishing between imagining that, which is to say, considering a context in which a given set of conditions objectively hold, from imagining an experience, which is to say, creating within yourself the subjective attributes, sights, sounds, tactile sensations, but also emotions, fears, desires of inhabiting a viewpoint within a given context. So, for example, physics students learning about special relativity may be asked to imagine a space train traveling at half the speed of light, carrying a clock, and imagining that there is such a train may be easy. Much harder is imagining what it would be to encounter such a train. What color is it? What color does it appear to be as it approaches you? What color does it appear to be as it recedes into the distance? How far must you be from it to even register that it is passing you at such a speed? Has anything other than a flicker in the dark gone faster than your eyes can focus? And from that distance, what could you see, really? How small would it appear? In deep space, is there anything to illuminate it? A fast unflash, dark in the dark. Imagining that a space train is traveling at half the speed of light, carrying a clock, is easy. Imagining the experience of encountering one is not. But students of philosophy of mind are asked to imagine that there's a scientist named Mary who has lived her whole life in a black and white room. She understands the physics of light and the biology of eyes and retinas and rods and cones and the neuroscience of how color is perceived by the fusiform gyrus and lingual gyrus. But the students are asked, if we introduce a red apple to Mary's room, and Mary can see red with her own eyes for the first time, does she learn something new about the world? Or in her black and white room, with her objective knowledge of the physics and biology and neuroscience of color vision, can she imagine what red is? Students are asked to imagine imagining red. Imagine not knowing red. To imagine knowing physics and biology and neuroscience. To imagine imagining red from that knowledge. Mary could have imagined that an apple or a flower or a dress is red. But she could not imagine seeing red until she saw it. The students can answer the question. Yes, Mary learns something new about the world. But the unasked question is, if a person who has never seen color cannot imagine color, what else can we not imagine? Take a deep breath in and hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale, focus on the sensation of letting go, of release. Thomas Nagel argued that we cannot imagine what it is like to be a bat. You might imagine flying in the dark, or hanging upside down, or eating insects. You might imagine that you have wings, that you can flap them, that you can glide. But you cannot imagine what it is to experience with a bat brain, to want bat wants, to feel bat feelings, to act from bat impulses. What else can you not imagine? Perhaps you've been under general anesthesia, or perhaps you can remember an occasion where you slept a deep, dreamless sleep and woke up confused how so much time had passed. But even having been so far gone, like Mary, having now seen the apple, and even if you can imagine that you are deeply asleep, I wonder, can you imagine the experience of deep sleep? Deeper even than the unstructured wandering images of dream. Can you imagine unawareness of your body, of the room you're in? Can you imagine silence instead of thoughts? Blankness instead of feelings? And perhaps for a while, there's no one even there to experience that blankness. When connections and coordination between your various brain regions don't so much stop as restructure. Having been through something does not mean you can imagine it. Can you imagine not being there? Can you imagine unbeing? Or is the behavior of the brain, of the person who can follow my voice and imagine, so different from the behavior of the brain of the person deeply asleep, that imagining prevents you from imagining? I think you can imagine being massaged, feeling your muscles in your shoulders and back and legs, gently, slowly, insistently, rubbed, kneaded, leaving those muscles feeling warm and loose and limp. Can you imagine walking through the world, living your daily life, while being blank inside? No thoughts, no internal voices, no desires, no fears, but behaving almost as if everything is normal. Or is the brain of the person who can be guided by my voice, who can feel relaxation throughout your body, the brain brain which incessantly excretes thoughts, too different from the blank and empty vessel. What is it like to be a bat? What is it like to be blank? To get to Oz, you have to follow the yellow brick road. I think you can imagine feeling your body tired, like it is after a long day of physical activity, where every part of your body feels heavy, slow, and you just want to lie down and be still. It's not that you can't move, but that you can't want to move. Breathe in and hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale, savor that feeling of release, of letting go. I think you can imagine your mind being foggy, groggy, unfocused, your thoughts jumbled, then scattered, further apart and disconnected, like in those moments before sleep. I think you can imagine your eyes blinking, your eyelids heavy, fluttering, struggling, closing. Breathe in and hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale, as you let go, imagine the external world growing dim, distant, losing track of everything but my voice, and warm, relaxed, dark nothingness, an unblanket to wrap your mind. And if you lose track of my voice, if your waking mind is too far away to follow along, it can let go of my voice also, and let some deeper part of you listen instead. Perhaps you cannot quite imagine being totally blank, entirely empty of thought, but I think you can imagine your thoughts like the surface of the ocean, never entirely still, never totally silent, but your thoughts, like those waves, can be gentle, quiet, calm, and like those waves, far from shore, they can be orderless, unstructured, and like the light glinting off a rainbow. moments can be so fleeting that by the time you notice one, it's gone. Not perfectly still, blank, but your thoughts, a gentle, jumbled whisper. Breathe in and hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale, savor that feeling of release, of letting go. Your mind tries to combine the sound of my voice and the tactile feelings on your skin and the feeling of your breath and the dark, flickering, unseeing of your closed eyes into a single conscious experience. I think you can imagine these dim senses pulling far away from each other. Feel them in space at different places. Your left ear, your right ear, the dark flickering inside your eyelids, the breath in your chest. But where are you? Between these, perhaps. But you can imagine your internal space expanding, inflating the distance to sight, sound, touch, all growing. All perception pulling away from you, receding into the distance. My words still reaching you, but only just. What's left when all these have exited the stage? Perhaps not nothing, but not clearly something. And perhaps in your head you hear voices sometimes. Perhaps you feel impulses which are at tension with one another, pulling in conflicting directions. And you can imagine these two, quiet now, but still there, always a part of you. You can imagine these voices, these parts in this internal space, collectively narrating, tugging, pushing. But where are you? Between them, perhaps. But you can imagine your internal space expanding, inflating further, growing the distances between voices of memory and anticipation and lust and submission. away. And what is left behind between? Perhaps not emptiness. Perhaps not blankness. Perhaps there's still something that can listen, that can imagine. But if there is a core remaining, when perception and memory and self-dialogue are far away, out of frame, then that core can be quiet, calm. And if any impulse, any voice wanders over the horizon, you can imagine that internal space expanding again, that voice being carried away into the distance. Perhaps whatever is left can feel good, freed from thought, from memory, from perception. Even if something is still there, listening, imagining, even if you're not and cannot be truly blank, maybe it can feel good to be almost not quite blank. And you might feel drawn to come back to this state, to listen again and again. And because imagination is a skill, a capacity which can improve with practice, you can get better at letting that internal space expand. Letting your senses recede into the distance. Letting your thoughts, memories, impulses drift away over the horizon. You can get better with practice. You can feel the waves, the ripples on the water become gentler, calmer. You can feel your eyelids heavier, your body more relaxed. And with every breath in and out, even if the feel of your breath seems a bit distant, you can reinforce force and explore that almost blank space you're creating within yourself. And because it feels so good, and because my voice tethered you to perception, at least a little, I'm going to stop talking, and you can keep breathing, keep imagining being almost blank, and when it's time for you to stop, that core part of you that creates and enjoys this almost blank place will know and will return you naturally to your waking state, but only when you're ready. Thank you.